Sri Ramana's Children's Ashrama 2001. The following was submitted by Saraswati Singh, one of the children of this year's Children's Ashrama program in Nova Scotia. In August this year, Arunachala Ashram in Nova Scotia held a 5-day long Children's Ashrama. There were 12 kids from 4 to 17 who came everywhere from Maryland to Michigan and Canada. A few days before the Children's Ashrama began, we received a surprise in the mail from South Korea. It was a box of 20 t-shirts for children. They all had a small, colorful drawing of a Buddhist monk running in the rain holding an umbrella. We all wore these shirts on the first day of the program, and the words written just under the little monk seemed to tell the story of what we were about to experience during the next 5 days. Joyful Ashrama. We later discovered that Sona Guan, our friend from Korea, sent us this surprise. Once the Children's Ashrama started, we were busy from dawn to dusk. The day would begin at 8 in the morning when there was a mad rush to the washrooms. After the first day, some of the smarter ones woke up earlier. We then had a 15-minute meditation class, which was split into a younger and older group. The older class learned about self-inquiry, breath regulation, japa, and guru seva, while the younger class chanted and learned about meditation. Ironically enough, it was the older kids who were always late for the pradakshina around the temple. Once the younger kids went around 7 times singing Arunachala Shiva before we older kids came out. By now, everyone was running 5 to 10 minutes late. All of us ambled up the stairs for Upadesha Saram class with Dr. Ajay Kumar, who has a British accent. We learned how to say all the words. He would pick out a verse here and there to explain and tell stories about. Alexei, a 6-year-old ashrama camper, sat in front to show everyone how to sit straight, since he couldn't read the words. In the next class, we learned about Bhagavan and animals, as well as Arunachala and Bhagavan. We did artwork after our lessons. It consisted of decorating a large picture of Arunachala and making sculptures of the animals associated with Bhagavan. While we were busy, there would be a snack made for us, which always had something that consisted of chocolate. We would slowly trickle out with food stuff in our mouths to go to the sacred music and songs class. The teacher, Evelyn Safair, and I played guitar while we practiced our songs. Later in the week, John Sierpilowski taught us 4 dances with songs which were performed for and with the adults. By now, it was 11:30 a.m. or a little later, and it was Guru Seva or service time. We would clean, dust, set the table, help in the barn, anything that we could do. When everything was ready, there was a nice, loud and chaotic lunch. We kids got to our food first, so most of us picked nice portions of pasta and a little bit of Indian food. On each of the 5 days, we did something different from 1 to 4 p.m. On the first day, Sunday, we had free time so we could get to know each other and draw pictures for our smash hit play, The Story of Arunachala. On Monday, we went on a hike up the mountain with Arthur Kukovitis to the cave. 17 of us fit into the cave where we sang and chanted by candlelight. Now, on Tuesday, we went to the Mandala Horse Reading Center. We fed the Icelandic horses hay and learned how to brush the horses and which brushes to use. Most importantly, we were taught what to do so the horses wouldn't kick us. Then we got on to the horses and rode in a ring while our parents were taking their many pictures. We tried tricks like leaning back on the horse. To put it simply, it was fun. On Wednesday, we spent most of the day at Kijimkujik Park, which means swollen water in a native Canadian language. The best part came soon after we arrived, when we went canoeing with oars, wearing our life jackets. Most of us learned how to steer the canoe in a straight line. I repeat, most of us. We ate on picnic tables and then went to the playground, which was between the tables and the lake. Near the lake, we saw a non-poisonous garter snake slithering into its hole near the water. Then we went to the swimming area on the lake. Adults and kids alike swam and had just some plain old fun in the water for a few hours. We started to get out when Nikita and John, two fellow ashrama campers, saw two catfish with long whiskers. Then we saw a dead minnow floating. The lifeguard came and told us what it was after we made him show the dead fish to every camper. He disposed of it. We changed out of our swimming suits and trunks and then had ice cream. It was really good. Even the bees who chased after us liked it. Then, on the last day of camp, we rented the whole swimming pool in Lawrencetown and had a splashing good time. In the afternoons, every day, we went, if we wanted, to listen to the Veda Parayana in the temple. Then we all went to dinner and then to puja again. At puja, we showed off all our newly learned songs. Finally, on the last, very last day, we had pizza and a big bonfire. All 13 of us were given awards. Camper number 13 was Oslo the dog. He got a certificate for the most devoted retriever